in Daphnin Beis and Beis. Let us start from a little bit more after half of the Yomid. Vayareini Hashem Abo Haroshim. The Pasuk says that he was shown Abo Haroshim for Umnin. Maninu Abo Haroshim. Who are these Abo Haroshim? Omar Avchanan Babiz, Omar Avchanan Babizne, Omar Avshimin Chasidim, Moshiach Ben David, Moshiach Ben Yosef, Eliyahu V'Koyin Tzedek. These four Haroshim Ba'umnim, the two Mashiachim will be to build the Beis HaMikdash, Eliyahu built the Mizbeach, and Shem Ben Noyach helped build the tables. These are called four Haroshim. So it seems these four Haroshim were very choshev people. Mosev Rav Sheshitz, Yehochi, if these are the four Haroshim, Hainu Dechsiv, it says further in the Pasuk, Vayoyma Eilai, Eila HaKronais, these are the Kronais, Kronais are horns, Asher, these are like horns of animals, Asher Zeiru Es Yehuda, that spread out Yehuda, that made Klal Yisrael go into Golus. So it says, Vayareini Hashem Arba Haroshim, and who have Arba Haroshim? Eilu HaKronish Asher Zeiru Es Yehuda. That they dispersed Yehuda, they made them go to Golus. So the Gemara asks, Hani, these four people, Leshuva also, or the Yeshiva Maisvi Yehuda, says at the side, these people are coming to return Yehuda. So you can't say that Abo Haroshim are these four people, the two Meshichin and Eliyahu and Shem Ben Noyach, because it says in the Pasuk, Eilu HaKronish Asher Zeiru Es Yehuda. Omalei, so Rav Chana Bar Bizna said, Shofil the Sefer Dikra. Look at the end of the Pasuk. Don't stop in the middle. Vayavoyu Eilem. And now the four Haroshim will come. That's like going into Umes Ha'ilom. The Kronis are going into Umes Ha'ilom. Vayavoyu Eilu. And now these four Haroshim are coming. Lahachidoisam. To make a pachad on them. Liyadois es kalnis hagoyim hanoisim keren aleret Yehuda lezeroisa. And fakert, they're going to get rid of these corners. So you have to look at the end of the pasuk. Amalei, so Rav Sheshis told him, Bahadi chane bagadet elomali. I can't start up with Rav Chana. He's right, Take. You look at the end of the pasuk, you see, Take, that my kasha is not a kasha. Let us irashi eila kronis asher zeiru basrei ksiv shofu l'seifer dekro de'eilu hakronis. Look at the end of the pasuk v'yevoyu eila lahachid oisam seifer pasuk aichia shetchilosei the beginning eini midaber b'choroshim. It's not speaking about the dalet choroshim ela b'umitz shekshoal hanoviyas hamalach, when the noviyas the malach ma eila haroshim, omaleis explain to him, eila kronis klema umis alolu asher zeiru es Yehuda. V'yavoyu eila haroshim, and now these four haroshim will come, lahachid oisam hakronis liyadis es kalnis hagoyim. Shofil hashpil atzmach ol atachtis amikro l'seif. Look at the end of the pasuk. Omar Rav Sheshis, Bahadi Tane Bahadi Chano Bagadet Elomali Mali Etzloi Bahagode. Why should I say Bokihu Bagode Mimeni Leucholoi? So this, I can't think zech with him. Now the Gemara brings another pasuk. V'ho Yoseh Sholim. There will be Sholim in Eretz Yisrael. Ashur Ki Yovi Bar Tzeinu. And if Asher will want to come in Eretz Yisrael, v'chi yidreich b'amein yiseinu, he wants to step into our palaces, v'ikamnu olov shiva royim. So there will be in Eretz Yisrael seven royim, u'shmoino nesichei odom, and eight sorim. And they'll take care of Asher. Man inu shiva royim, who will be the shiva royim? David be'emtza, Odom, Sheis, u'mesushelach, miminoi, Avrom, Yaakov, u'moyshe, b'smoyloi. ומן נינו שמיינו נסיכי אדם הוא עדי עצורים אדם נסיכי אדם ישי ושאו ושמול עמוס וצפניה חזקיהו ומשיח ואליהו. ורסי רשי שיבו רואים ושמיינו נסיכים לא ידעתי בהם פעם. Why דווקא these people are the שיבו רואים and the שמיינו נסיכים? Kimadumali, but that's why Yitzhak is not included. Amrinim ba'almav Yitzhak leichen ozal hatzal bono medina shalgihinim kedoxiv kiato avinu. So it seems Yitzhak avinu has a different tafkid, so that's why Yitzhak is not mentioned. Omos utzvanye min anaviyim hoyu. Odom sheish umisushelach min atzadikim. Shoyu koydam hamabu shleichotu ador enosh. They first started doing chatoim by the enosh kedoxiv oz huchal. Mr. Shelach, Tzadik Gomorhoi, Kedemrinim Bechelik, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Shivas Yomim Shenitlu Leder HaMabul, there were 7 days that the Mabul should have come, but they waited these 7 days, Ein Yimei Evloi Shom Mr. Shelach, this was the evil of Mr. Shelach. Look the Gemara weiter. We heard in the Mishnah, let us just see the Mishnah for 1 second, we had in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah was on Daf Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Menayres shel zov ha yusham. The third line in the Mishnah. Menayres shel zov ha yusham. There were golden menayres. Ba'bo safolim shel zov b'roshayim. And each menayre had 4 receptacles. Which they poured the oil into these receptacles, Beroshayim. Babosu lomeis l'chol echad ve'echad. And each safol, each receptacle, there was a ladder going up to that receptacle. Babo yelodim mipirchei kunen, 4 young kehanim, ubideim kadim shel meya ve'esrim lug. They had kadim of 120 lug, shem atilin l'chol safol v'safol, and they poured the shemen into each receptacle. Now let us see our Gemara. Tana goiva shel menorah 50 amah. That the height of the menorah was 50 amis, so be'erech was 100 feet, a little less than 100 feet tall. Ba'bo yelodim shel pirchei kohune, ubideyem kadei shemen shel meya ve'esrim lut. Ibo yelohu. So the Gemara asks, what is Pshat in the Mishnah? Meya ve'esrim lug l'kulu. That means all together, each menorah, they filled up with 120 lug. That means each one had 30 lug. Oidume l'chol chad v'chad, or each one had 120 lug. Toshma ebideyem kadei shemen shol shloishim shloishim lug. That each one had kadesh shemen, which held 30 lug. Shem kulam meya ve'esrim lug. Altogether, it was meya ve'esrim lug. If they have a shtikl cheshbin, God, when we learned the Mishnah, I said the wrong number, but the cheshbin, if we will assume, according to the Chazanish, the Reviyas Alug is 5.3 ounces, so it comes out, shloishim lug be'erech is around 4.9 gallons. So it wasn't too light. Be'erech 5 gallons they were carrying, and shemen is a little heavier than water. So they were carrying be'erech 5 gallons of shemen. Tana, we learned, ve'hein mishubachim hayu yoyser mibno shal marto bas baitis. This was a bigger kunz, a bigger accomplishment to carry up the 30 lugin than the son of Marta Bas Baitis. Now, the son of Marta Bas Baitis was a Kohen, was very strong. Amru al b'no shal Marta Bas Baitis, shal yonaitel shte yereches, 2 thighs, shal sher agodl, shal akuach be'elev zuz. If you want to know how big the sher was, that was the price. Purchased it for 1,000 zuz, it was a humongous sher. And he used to hold 2 yereches, umahalech, and he used to walk up the kevesh, ekev b'tzad goydel, He used to walk up, we'll see what the Chiddush is. He walked up very slowly, Eikev Betzad Goydl, and he was holding two Yerechais of a Sher HaGodl. And so that was an accomplishment. It was very heavy. The Kevish was 32 Amos, 33 Amos, we'll see. He was going up on a plank. And this is a bigger accomplishment. Now, but we're speaking about this Bino Shalmata Bas Baite, so he said he could do it. But they didn't permit him to do it. That Fakelt, the more Kahanim that participate in the Avodah, it was two Kahanim for one Yerech, by a Sheir, it's a Berei Vam Hadras Melech. Balkoponim, so the Baraisa says that the accomplishment of these Pirche Kohune was greater than the accomplishment of the son of Marta Bas Baitos. Why are they better than him? He lema mishum yukra, because shloishim lug is heavy, hani yikiri tvei. This was heavier. The two yereches was more heavy than the shloishim lug. So the Gemara answers, but you have to understand how they were going up and how he was walking up. Elohosom kevesh umerube v'loizokif. There it was a kevesh, and it was merubah. We'll see exactly what ruba means. Merubah, the rishashas, means flat. It wasn't rungs of a ladder. It wasn't v'leizokif. It wasn't going straight up. Hoche sulameis, here they were walking up a ladder. V'zokif tuve, and it was very straight, and it was tall. It was 50 amas tall. So this was a greater accomplishment than what the son of Malta Bas Baitis was able to do. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Lekulu labo yolodim, that it was 120 luk for all of them. Bahavu shloishim lecholchada means each one carried 30 lugim. Vemishu bochim bedovol zeh, in this feat of carrying the 30 lugim, vemishu bochim bekoicham yaisa mibno shal Malta. This was a show of greater strength than what the son of Marta Bas Baitis. Bno shel Marta Bas Baitis koyin hoya, ekev betzad goydel, he lichom bekevesh, he carried them up the kevesh, benachas slowly, ekev regel echod, betzad goydel shel chavato, that means the heel of one foot, was right next to the toe of the other foot. V'derech noisei masi loritz. Now, when you're carrying something heavy, you don't walk so slow. So memele, so that showed his strength. Would seem from Rashi that the chiddush of Ekev Betzad Goydel is that even though it was very heavy, for Pekin, he was able to walk slowly, without showing too much effort. The Oitza brings down that Mechilta, it says that it says by the Kevish Ashalei Sigole Elvoscha Olov Sala B'Malos Amizbechi Ashalei Sigole Elvoscha Olov. So the Mechilta says, they were wearing michnas eibad. So what is pshat shalai sigole? Ela shalai yelech psiya gase ela goydel betzad eikev. So the Mechilta learns out a halacha that one was not permitted to walk with a psiya gase, and one was mechuyiv to go up the kevesh goydel betzad eikev. So the Yeska Kashan Rashi, from Rashi it would seem that the reason they were going up Goydel Betzad Ekev was somehow to show their strength. And really, it was more than that. You weren't permitted to walk any differently up the Kevish. Others want to emphasize that the Mechilta really does not mean Goydel Betzad Ekev. The Mechilta means it shouldn't be a psia gasa. There's a happy medium. And even though it uses the lotion of Goydel Betzad Ekev, it means it should not be a psia gasa. So Memela, so that what they, that what he went, Goydlo, but Tzadekiv, that already was to show his strength. They were not permitted to carry one kohen to carry two evorim. Ela kiminyan amafayish b'sei the yume. Pa korev b'chav dalit 24 kahanim. Or misasek in the krovas apor mishum b'roi v'am hadras mele. Imishum yukre. So the Gemara says, what's the great accomplishment? It's because this is heavier. Koivet hamaso hanach yikiri tvei. Shtei yereichis ka'elu kevedis mishloishim lug. That's heavier than 30 lug. So the Gemara says, kevesh umerube. A kevesh hoya mishapeya bishipua. The kevesh was going up on a slant. Oirech korev arba ame shipua l'chol ama goyve. So Rashi says that the one wants to figure out the slant. So it went up a little less than four ames. It went up one ame. The shtayim mishloishim ama oirech, because the whole kevish was 32 ames. Letisha goiva. So it was a little less, a little bit more than 3.5 ames. It went up one ame. It could be that maybe Rashi learned pshat. Hosom kevish merube, that merube, we mentioned before, the Rishash's merube means it was laying down, it was flat, or it wasn't vertical. And that's how the Rishash learns. Smashfoga wanted the time, it could be Rashi learned merube means that it was a ratio of be'erich 1 to 4. That means every, it went up one ame after every 4 ames. So that was the angle of the kevish. So it wasn't zokif, it wasn't so straight, it was a smaller type of an angle. The end of the Mishnah further, the Mishnah says that, loyhoyu chotzer birushalayim, it says before me bloy michnasei kahanim em yoneim emoy mafkiim, the wicks were made out of the michnasayim and the avnatim of the kahanim, at least to make wicks out of them. Vem hoye madlikim loy hoye chotze birushalayim she'ena me'ira me'ir beis ha'she'eva. There wasn't a chotze which wasn't illuminated in whole Yerushalayim. The menorah was 50 feet tall, it's on top of Harabayis. And me'mele, so it illuminated the whole Yerushalayim. So there wasn't a yard in Yerushalayim that was not illuminated from the ir of the beis ha'she'eva. Tana, we learned in the Baraisa, Isha Hoysa Boireres Chitim, how great was the illumination, that a woman was able to be Boire Chitim. Chitim are very small, kernels of wheat are very small. She was able to be Boire the Chitim, to see which is a good Chita, which is not a good Chita. Lo'oir shal beis ha'sheyevo. So it was pretty light. Let us see Taisvis. Isha oisa bereres chitim l'simches beis ha-sheyeva. Birishalmi porich. Heich bereres. How was she permitted to be boire to search the kernels of chitim? Ho'iko mi'ile. She's moil behegdish. She's deriving hanof and hegdish. The shemen, the oil belonged to hegdish. Upsile, and the wicks were hoyushal hegdish. So how was she permitted to be boirer, to derive this benefit from the oir of Hegdish? That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. Umishani, the koil umare v'reyach ain ben mishumile. That is no mile by mare. It's a double shame by mamish. The iso mile is a iso gezel. I'm stealing something that belongs to Hegdish. That what I'm deriving benefit from the illumination, which is in existence, is no din mile. Period. So Mamelos, that's why she was permitted to be Boyrechite. Because the Bepeire called Shom Rinin, Allah, and this Allah, the Koil Umare Einbe Mishumile, Amrinin Allah, Mi'ile Hu, the Leke, there's no Isa, Mile, Ho Isure Ike, but there's an Isa, the Rabbono. So Lechere, so Zweite Schwer, so how is she permitted to be Boyrechite? It's also me, the Rabbono. V'shloimah, so Taisva says, the boirere slavdavke, she wasn't boire. Ela kloimah, oisa yechoylo livroir meiroiv oiro. That means it was so light that it could have been boire, but she wasn't boire. So now we have a problem. So the way Tosfos is saying now, that Bepoel she wasn't Boira, so what's the Yerushalmi's Kasha? The Yerushalmi has the Kasha, how is she permitted to be Boira? What's the Kasha she meant to be Boira? Look in Tosfos. Tosfos says she wasn't Boira, she was able to be Boira. So others want to say that there's a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi. That's Pshat in Tosfos. Yerushalmi holds, there's no Issa Darabon. There's only an Issa Mila. And the Yerushalmi has the Kasha, how is she permitted to be Boira? How is she permitted to be Boira? There's no Issa Mila. So the Yerushalmi answered, there's no Issa Mila. And the Yerushalmi holds, there's no Issa Darabon. Bavli holds, there's an Issa Darabon. So according to Bavli, we'll have to say that Boireris means, Hoysa Yechayla Libra. Others want to say that the Yerushalmi also holds that Pshat is Hoysa Yechayla Livre. Hoysa Yechayla Livre. That's Pshat. So what's Pshat in the Yerushalmi's Kasha? So it's Hoysa Yechayla Livre. So what's the Kasha Ha'ike Mile? So others want to say the Yerushalmi is asking a Kasha that if there would be an Issa D'Araisa of Me'ile when she would be Boira, so they should never have made such a light, such an illumination, because she might come to an Issa D'Araisa. We should be Goyza. Why did they make so, why was it so necessary to illuminate the whole Yerushalayim that now there's enough illumination that is sufficient that one could be Boira? She might come and be Boira, and then there's an Issa D'Araisa of Mila, so the Yerushalmi answers, you don't have to be Goyza, because there's no Issa D'Araisa. And Issa D'Rabbonon, there's no problem. That would be exegel. But an Issa D'Araisa, that's Shan Yerushalmi's Kasha. But the Loshna of the Yerushalmi is not mashma like that. The Yerushalmi asks, Heich Boireres. The Loshna of Yerushalmi would seem that Shitaka was Boira, not, Bishop said a different Loshan. Madu Hayiru Necho Shema Tivre, I mean they should have said a different lotion. Heich Bereres, it would seem taka that Bapoyo she is Boira. Chasidim Va'an Shem Aisa. So then it says further in the Mishnah, that by the Simcha Beis Sheva, Chasidim Va'an Shem Aisa Hoyu Meragdim Bifneim, they were dancing Babukais with torches, Ba'oimrim Lifneim Divre Shireis V'Tishboches. And they said, Shireis V'Tishboches. Now, what was the tishboches? What was the praise that they said? Tana Rabbono, Yesh mehem oimrim, Ashre yalduseinu shloi bisho aziknuseinu. That they were proud of their youth, that we'll see in Rashi, they didn't do any chatoim in their younger years. So memela, now that they were old already, they don't have to shame themselves from the actions they had done in their younger years. Eilu chasidim v'anshe maisa. That's what the chasidim v'anshe maisa had to say. That was their shvach. V'yesh mehem oimrim, and others said, the Balei Tshuva said, ashrei ziknuseinu shekipros yalduseinu. They didn't have such a clean record within their younger years. But they said, ashrei ziknuseinu b'boch Hashem, in our older years, we did tshuva, and we were mechaper on what we had done in our younger years. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Yesh mehem oimrim, Hainu tishbachta de masnisim. This is the shvach of the Mishnah. Shemeshapchim lakodish boruchu al kach. They're praising the Rabbeinu Shalom because of this. Now, lechera, this is very modern. I mean, if we look at the Gemara, it seems they're praising themselves. They're giving themselves a pat on the back. Ashre yalduseinu, should we hear such a misugodik yaldus, but we didn't do any aveiras when we were young. Or Baruch Hashem, we did tshuva. So it seems they're praising themselves. And this Rashi says, Hainu tishbachta de masnisin shem mishapchein lakodish bochu. They're praising the Rabbeinu Shalom for this. How does the Rabbeinu Shalom come into this parasha? Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is, there's, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in Ruach Chaim and others, he says, a yesod, and he says on a posuk in Tilam also, a yesod which is very yesodistic. It says in the pasuk, "Bechol mokeim asher asker eshmi ovei elecha uveirachticha." Pashup shat and pasuk is in every place where Klal Yisrael be masker shmoi shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbein Shalom come in uveirachticha, give a brocha, be masker shchinosei aleihem. So the question is, the lashon asker eshmi is very awkward. It should have said, "B'chol mokim shetasker eshmi." B'chol mokim shetasker eshmi. When Klal Yisrael be masker shmei shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, ove yelecha al kam ubeirachticha. So B'chaim V'loshne says, "Ki be'emes Hakadosh Baruch Hu hu neisen koyech la'odam." That what a person is able, lilmay, to learn, v'legeis b'teira, to think about teira. Elaseis eiza mitzvahs. So he doesn't have, it's not his own koyach. Achmeisha kosav, achmeisha no aimrim, eivorim shepilakta bonu, v'ruach ha-neshama shenafachta ba'peinu, v'loshen ha-shesamta b'tvinu, heinem yoidu. So nishmas, we say, whatever we're praising the Rabbein Shalom, we're thanking the Rabbein Shalom with what? With the Eivorim that he gave us, with the Ruach HaNeshama that he gave us. It means everything we're doing with koyches that the Rabbein Shalom gave us. V'loi bekoyach shalonu. It's not our own koyach. V'zeh asher asker eshmi, af al pikein. So that means when asker eshmi, when a person does do a mitzvah already. So it's asker eshmi. It's not you're doing it. The Rabbein Shalom is helping you do it. But the Rebbein Shloilom is mechashev ke'ilu the person is doing it. That means, even though theoretically 3/4 of the mitzvah is done through the Rebbein Shloilom, but the 1/4 that the person is mishtatev, so the Rebbein Shloilom is mechashev ke'ilu the whole mitzvah was done through the person. And in Rav Chaim V'loshne and another place says, we learned yesterday the Gemara speaks about how the Rebbein Shalom helps a person not to do an aveira. So the Gemara says that Ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizoloi Eina Yocheloi Shenema Hashem Lo Yazvenu B'yodoi V'lo Yarshienu B'hishoftoi. So Rav Chaim V'loshne says, what does that mean, V'lo Yarshienu B'hishoftoi? So he says, Lo yashienu bishoftei means as follows, that even though a person did not do an aveira, so who gets the real credit? The real credit is, the Rebbein Shalom helped them. Imole kodesh baruch hu oizeloi eni yocholoi. So, la'esa mishpat will come to the mishpat, so now we'll come to the mishpat, Rebbein Shalom, look what I did. I didn't do this aveira, I didn't do this aveira. So, the Rebbein Shalom said, you didn't do. Here I helped you, here I helped you, here I helped you, just in a little bit. But Lamaise, the Siyur was from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So theoretically, Bishas, the Mishpat, the Rabbeinu Shalom should say true facts and say, listen, it's kum tenish ken yashikoyach. It was Ezer Hashem that did it. You couldn't do it yourself. So, but Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't do this. Ki'ilu, Eisa Mishpat, Choshev loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu ke'ilu ha'odom ba'atzmoy osa es kol ha'maisa. The Rebbein Shalom doesn't look at it in that perspective. It's ke'ilu, the person did something, he started doing, so the Rebbein Shalom looks ke'ilu, he did the whole thing. V'noysen loy schoroy mishulom. So, Agavuche, maybe we'll appreciate a little better before we put on film, we say L'Shem Yichud, Ke'ilu Kiyamtiyo. Ke'ilu Kiyamtiyo is now we have a new light in Ke'ilu Kiyamtiyo, because not only we don't do the mitzvah B'Shleimus, but I feel that we do is also we don't do. It's also Ke'ilu Kiyamtiyo. That means as if I were Mekayim. Really, it's the Rebbein Shalom that's helping me and guiding me all along. So it could be that is what Rashi is saying over here. We had over here Chasidim, that they were zeiche yaldusam loibishu as ziknusam. They were zeiche take when they were young. They were able to be mizgaber on the yetzahore. We have here bali tshuve ziknusainu shekipras yaldusainu. They were chayzeh b'tshuve. They were mechaper on whatever they did wrong. So in the Beis Hamikdash, in the mokim ha'emes, so there they gave the true shvach to the one who deserves the shvach. That Rebbein Shalom, that's what Rashi is saying. Heinu tishbachte de masnische shemeshabchim lakodish bolchu al kach. They're praising the Rebbeinu Shlom. All this came about. I don't deserve the credit. The Rebbeinu Shlom deserves the credit for all this that happened, that had occurred. Others want to say pshat, ashrei zikniseinu shekipros yalduseinu. Others want to say that it's brought down that the ikar tshuva is when the person finds himself in the same matzav that he was b'shas techet. He has the same desires and the same ritzoynes, the same koiches, and he holds himself back. That's tshuva. But if a person finds himself in a different matzav, that now he doesn't have those koiches and doesn't have those desires, he does tshuva. No, that's also a tshuva. But that is not toshiv enish ad dako v'tem tshuva bnei adam, that afila ad dichducha shal nefesh, a person can do tshuva, but there's no dimyan to the tshuva of ad dako from the tshuva when he's still b'koichai. So others want to say pshat, ashrei zikniseinu shekipra es yalduseinu. That means we're speaking about zkenim, and they were doing great physical feats. We'll see they were dancing, juggling. She had meiridike koiches. So it's a besondere schwach, that ashrei zikniseinu, that the Rebbeinu Shlom helped us, that in our elderly years we still have gewaldike koiches. So therefore we were zeiche shekipra es yalduseinu. So now in our elderly years, we still have the koiches that we had in our younger years, and so therefore our tshuva is a tshuva that's mechaper. Eilu ve'eilu oimrim ashrei mi sheloi chota u'mi shechota yoshu v'yimche loi. A person that did a chet, he should chaperayin and do tshuva. This is what they were singing for the oilam. Others want to say pshat, the Ben Yehuda brings down that they were telling something which was minyona de yoyme. That means even though this was the Sibuchas Beis HaShayt, was after Yom Kippurim. So a person can think that look, after Yom Kippur, it's already fachalim. It's a Bereish HaShana Yikosevu, B'Yom Tzim Kippur Yechosevu. It's after the Chitam already. It's too late. So they said, no, Misha Choto Yoshu V'Yimchelo. You can still chaparayim before Hashanah Rabbe or before Shmini Atzeres. That means there's still, even though we're after the Chitam, there's still a Zman that one can chaparayim. Agavuche, the Kafachayim and Simen Tar Samach Dalot brings down the Matei Moshe. The Matei Moshe says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, im ein kapore b'Rosh Hashanah, yeh b'yom HaKippurim. If you want to say that kapore in Rosh Hashanah, yeh b'tayim yom kippur. B'imlav yeh b'Ishana Rabbe. So it seems that Ishana Rabbe is a zman kapore. Not only it's a zman adin, it's a zman kapore also. So they said, Yoshu v'yimcho eloi. If you did a chet, chaparayin. We still have time before Ishana Rabbe or Shmini Atzeres. Tanya Omru Olov, let's see, we didn't finish the Rash. Elu Chasidim, Kol Chosid, Ava Chosid Meikore. Shloi Baisha, Shloi Yavarnu, Aveire, Biyaldu Seinu, Levayish, Ezikna Seinu, that we don't have to be ashamed in our elderly years, but we are done in our younger years. Omru Olov, Al Hilal Azokim. Shahoyo Sameach Besimchas Beis HaShaiba Omar Kei. He said as follows. Imanikan Hakrilkan. Bimainikan Mikan. We'll see this Bachlikas Rashi and Toysvis. Before we'll say Rashi and Toysvis Pshat, they bring down from, some Sefer brings from the Haflor, like a little to elaborate Tachsachmeh on what the Haflor says. That floor said as follows, that Hillel was the great honor. Hillel was the great honor. So Hillel said as follows, Im ani kam, if I could be here in the Beis HaMikdosh, and I could be here, apochis kamoini, me, so hakel kam, so everyone can be, if I can be here, so everyone can zicha be here. Vim ein ani kam, And if I don't belong here, because I'm too small, too low, so mikan. So then, if you'll go with such a cheshbon, then no one could be here. Because the greater the person is, the smaller he thinks he is. It's kedai just to mention two Rambans. The Ramban in Parsha Shmois says, Pshat and Posig, the Moshe Rabbeinu told the Rabbein Shalom, Shlach no biyat tishlach. So the Ramban says, that Moshe Rabbeinu tainted to the Rabbein Shalom, ki ein odom ba'oilam shaloi yiyah hogun yoyser mimeni l'shlichas. Moshe Rabbeinu tainted to the Rabbein Shalom, there's not one person in the world who's not better than me. So if all the shluchim, he have to pick out. This was the true feeling of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban in this week's Sedra Parshas Koirach. So the Ramban is a Oreb, says, I Koirach came, Madua Tisnasu al Kal Hashem, Yiretainan Moshe, and Aaron. And Moshe was al Kaponim, he was Isaac in this Machloikis, he was telling what to do. We don't find, if Aaron said anything, there was a kitrug against Aaron also. Why didn't Aaron say anything? So the Ramban says, Ki Aaron b'musoroi u'bikdushosoi, loyona dova Aaron, the kedushas Aaron, loyona dova b'chol ha-machloikis hazo. He didn't say a word. Vayihi kemachi, she kept quiet, u'chemoide shemalas koirach g'doyle mimalosei, that means koirach came with a taina, but he's not going double. Aaron said, between you and me, it's like a good time. I mean, it's like a bigger than me. It's like a very good kasha. Avuhu Moshe, kibdavah Moshe, mekayim zeh smach. Moshe Rabbeinu told me to be kain god. I should be kain god. Yeah, but I'm really a kasha, taka. Why not you? I mean, you're taka much bigger than me. So, kaponim, we see how gedoyle Yisrael were marich themselves. So, memele, so that's what Hillel said. If there will be such a musik that one is unable to be misameich in the Beis Hamikdash because one is a poches, so mikan, so who already can go in the Beis Hamikdash and be besimcha. But now let us see how Rashi and Tosfos learn. Rashi says, imani kan hakel kan, doirish hoyu l'rabi. This was a drosha that Hillel gave. Shloyechtu, and he was telling them, Rabbeisai, let's not do Averis. And he was saying this, Bishmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means, the Ani does not go on himself, he's saying, Bishmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was saying as follow, Im Ani Kan, if the Rabbeinu Shalom is here, Hakol Kan. So everything will be in the Beis HaMikdash. Kozman shani chavetz bebayis hazeh shchinose shruye boy. Kozman the Rabbein Shalom is in this Beis Hamikdash. Yekvoy dekayim. So then the covered Hamikdash will continue to exist. V'yavoyu hakel kam. This is only this what we are witnessing by the Simchas Beis Hasheva, which they saw moira dekezach, and that's because the Ani is kam. V'imtechtu. But he's warned Klal Yisrael. But if you're going, we're going to do chatoim. Vasalik shrinasi miyavikan, then there won't be anything. This whole godless is only because the Ani is come, because the Rabbeinu Shalom is here. Let's go a little further, then we'll come back to Tosfos. Hu hayoyma, he used to say, Hu hayoyma came, lamokim shani oyev, the place where I have a rotzen to be, shom raglais meilichis, raglai meilichis oisi. That means that my feet take me where I want to be. Others bring down a medrash by David HaMelech. David HaMelech had, he said, each day a different cheshbonis where to go. Roshiva, he can go here, he can go there. Roshiva, raglai aleidei secha. But Lamaisi always ended up in the base medrash because that means he'll end up being where he truly wants to be. Then he said further, Im atem tovei el beisi, this is going to Klal Yisrael, if you'll come tovei el beisi, ani ovei el beisecha, im atem loisovei el beisi, ani loisovei el beisecha, שנאמר בכל המוקים אשר אסקר השמי עובר אליך עובר אחתיך. סולחירה, שדין פשטן דגמור איז, אשין חומש אז בכל המוקים אשר אסקר השמי, אשר נינויסן רישוס להסקר השם המפאיר. שתצא רשי שזה פשט. אסקר זה לא שם נויסן רישוס להסקר. נשמי מין זה שם המפאיר. שמי זה בייס המקדוש. So, b'chol ha-mokim, that means if you'll be in this mokim, which is the base of Mikdash, then ovei elecho, then I'll come to you, ve'erachticho. That means that Klal Yisrael has to come to the Mikdash, and then ani ovei el beisecho to bench you. Let us see Rashi. Ochi gassini b'tesefto hu ha-yoyim el-mokim sh'ni oyev sh'mraglam el-lichasoisi imato tabi lebeisi. That's the Gilson of the Tosefta. When you release, Rashi says, Afkan Tzorech L'Gersa, okay? In the Gemara also you have to bring down this first part. Mishum Dam Rabbi Yochanan Basra, later we'll see the Gemara brings down, Amen Rabbi Yochanan, Ragloi Devarinish, that the feet of a person bring him in the place where he has to be. The Legasina life, and I've heard this before, my Shaykhet Rabbi Yochanan Hoch, why did the Gemara bring down later Rabbi Yochanan's member? Zogt gemore weiter. Let's see Taisus. Now we can see Taisus. Ima nikan, perish bekundrish, shahoye hilo oimer, bishmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ani is going on Rabbi Nishloil. For Birishalmi mashme, shahoye oimer al atzmoy. Birishalmi learned that Hillel was speaking about himself. The porich, uliki lusay hu tzorich, we need your praise, we need Hillel's praise, ima nikan, hakokan, kloima. And it says, if I'm not here, so what's the dosha? So it would seem to be saying that the Rabbi Yisrael needs his praise. If I'm here, you have everything, and if I'm not here, you have nothing. So the Yerushalmi, that's how the Yerushalmi understood. Does the Rabbi Yisrael need his shvach? Vaksiv elef alofim yisham shunei. Benishlam has thousands of Mishamshim. Mishani, the Cheneged Yisrael Hayoyme. Adani is not going on himself, it's Anachno, he's going on Klal Yisrael. V'choviv olav kiluson shal Yisrael min hakel. And the Shvach of Klal Yisrael by the Rebbeinishlam is more choshev than everything. Shenemo ne'im zmira Yis Yisrael uchsivata kodesh yoyishev tehila Yis Yisrael. Rebbeinishlam rests on the praises of Klal Yisrael. So L'cheiras HaPshat is, so we're saying, Hillel was saying, the Shvach of Klal Yisrael be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imani kan, it means Imanachnu kan, Hakel kan. So then, there's everything. That's what the Mephoshim want to say, the Gemara says, that the Malachim will not say Shire before Klal Yisrael says Shire. So it means that the whole Shire and Shvach of the Rebbe Yisrael is dependent on Klal Yisrael. After Kodesh Yisrael tells us so, so that's the Hakel Kan. It means that Imani is going on Klal Yisrael, and Nachnu Kan is Hakel Kan. And if not, there's taken nothing. There's no Shvach whatsoever. So the Ani is going on Hillel speaking in the name of Klal Yisrael. Mi hode kamo imata tovi al beisi ani ovi al beisecho ani ovi al beisecho that Ani loyevshe ele b'shchine. The Ani is speaking about the Shchine. Tadol ishlam dachsi b'chol amokim mishaske eshmi ovi elecho ovi rachticho. Hillel once saw a skull floating on the water. That means you killed others, so that's why you were killed. You had such a misa mishune, and those who did this to you eventually will also get nemesh. What does Rashi say? Omar shetzof opnei amayim shechotchu es roishoi itilu lemayim. Behikye boi shehu reitzeyach. He knew that this person was a reitzeyach. Upogo boi achshav listem ki yaitzei boi. So now listem, murderers like him, met up with him. אמלא אל דתף תתפוך אל שיצפתו גולגולו של אחרים במים, התפוך יציפוך אחרים עכשיו. So now what you did others, there's a מידה כנגד מידה. לסויף מטיפייך יטופון, עוד יובו יוין ויציפו גולגולויסם של אלו שהו גוחו. There will come a time that, al koponim, so the two things are, number one, that means even though that you were chayiv, such an einish, but that does not give a right to the, those who murdered you to do it, that's Rabbeinu Shlom's cheshbon. That means, Rashi seems to be moisif on the Gemara, L'soif, maybe that was Rashi's gilson of the Gemara, L'soif matifayich yitufon. Eventually, oid yovayoyim. Because others bring down Akasha, we find that there are professional murderers that meisim al mitosam. So we don't see this kiyum. Others say l'soif, that means eventually could be, they'll come back nachamol, and this world will be nisgalgul, nachamol, eventually they'll get killed. If it won't be in this Gilgul, it'll be in the later Gilgul. That's the L'Saif. There will be a time where L'maise, this will be Niskayim by them also. Omar Rab Yechanin Ragloi Devarinish, the feet of a person, Hinon Arevimbe, they're responsible. La'asar the midbi tamon mevilin yosei, the place where he has to be, they'll bring him there. What does this mean? So the Gemara tells over a ma'isa, hani tarti kushoi, with two beautiful people, kushoi is a loshen saginoya, tabekayme kame shloime, that they were sofrim of shloime melech, alichayrev va'achiyot. B'nei Shisha, Seifrim de Shloim Ahavit. Yoyim Echad, Chosye Lamalach HaMovitz, he saw the Malach HaMovitz, Taveko Otzit, he was very sad. Omar Leis, Shloim Ahes, the Malach HaMovitz, Amaya Tzivis. Maya, you so sad? Omar Leis, the Kaboy Minoy, Hani Tarti Kushoy, the Yos Vohoche. There's a request, Mila Maila, that I should be misalik, these two kishoi, these two seifrim, and so Shlomo Melech understood that the atzivus was that he realized how precious they were to the Shlomo, and but he said that he has to take them away, but it seems that the time didn't come yet. So Shlomo Melech thought that the time didn't come, so he'll go and do something to make sure that the time shouldn't come. Masrinu l'sirim, so Shlomo Melech took these two seifrim, and he was moishel over the Shadim also. And he told the Shadim that they should deliver these two seifrim l'mchuzah delus. That they should, the Sirim should bring these two seifrim in Luz. Now, what's the mile of Luz? So Rashi means Dana Gemoran Saite. Luz was a Meridika city. Luz, a person who lived in Luz, lived forever. If a person got too tired of living, he just left the city and then he died. But in Luz, the Gemara says it was a schar for Gemilas Chesed that a goy did. But Al Kaponim, that was the city of Luz. Is some Melech, or Shlomo Melech, thought that this is, since he became aware of what's going to happen, so get them into Luz, some Melech, so then that's Ein Lecha life insurance, Godlo Mizeh, so they're insured for life. Kimotu leMechuzeh, as soon as they came to the entrance of Mechuzeh, before they entered Mechuzeh, Shchivu, they died. I mean, the step right before entering Luz was mamish. They had then the golden opportunity. They died before them. L'moche chazi malach hamovis tave kabodach. The next day he saw the malach hamovis. He was under the impression the malach hamovis sympathized with him. And that's why he told him yesterday that what's happening.
Now he said, Amalach Mov is very happy. Amalei amai bediches, what the simche? Amalei the asa, ba'asa di boy minei, tamon shadrusinu. He says, you don't know why I was so sad yesterday. It was a gzeire that I have to die on the entrance to Lut. That was the mokim they're going to die. So the problem was, how do you get them there? That was the problem. So that's why I was very sad yesterday. But Baruch Hashem, you solved my problem. You solved my problem, so Memele, so he's very happy. Miyad, so then Shleima Melech saw a Meredik Azach, that a person can have Chochma Shleima and he can do all the Ishtadlis, and the Ishtadlis he's doing is, he's just playing into the hands of what is destined, what has to be. Miyad Pasach Shleima Va'oma Ragloyi Devar Inush Inon Areivim Bey. That the defeat or the sivuvim of a person, but he tries to be misaviv, the achroi from him, la'asa the mizboi, tamon, the place where he has to be, tamon mevil in yosei. A similar ayin we find that the Stipler writes in Birchas Peretz, he writes that we find paroi was had such a pachad, that they told him that there's going to be born Mashiach shall Yisrael. So he did murder the Kazakh, and it bothered him very much. So he said, call a Ben Yiloy, and the day he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, so forget, even the Mitzrayim, this was a calamity that it was ruined all Mitzrayim. So he did all the shtadlos to make sure this should not occur. And what did he Lamaisa do? So this Mashiach shall Yisrael grew up in his house. So he was the one that was Megadol Mashiach and Shel Yisrael. That was his Hishtadlis. We find Haman was also a big Hishtadlin. He brought about that Vashti should die. He wanted his daughter should become Malka. But Lamaisa, he brought that his Hishtadlis made that Esther should become the Malka. The eighth Gavoy Chemisha Mamo, that he put it up for himself. He wouldn't have been there, he wouldn't have been hung up either. The Shemesh Shmuel says something very interesting. We find that the whole Maisa, he came with money, the 10,000 Kikri Kesef, he came with Achashverish, a whole Maisa, he wanted to give Achashverish, Achashverish didn't want. So the Shemesh Shmuel asks, what's so important to know? He wanted to give him, he didn't take the money. So the Shemesh Shmuel says, you have to understand like this. There was a cheshbon that the base Haman is going to go to Mordechai. So it's a shot that Achashverosh should take the money. That means, it's 10,000 kikre kesef less. So therefore, he wanted to give it to Achashverosh. Achashverosh was very good hearted and said, keep it for yourself. But the Mechuvan was, with this money, this was the keren for the second base Amigdosh. So, Rosh Yochin v'tzadik Yilbosh. So that means, so he was preparing for the Yisod of the second base Amigdosh. Al Kaponim, that's how we see how much a person can be Mishtadl, but Lamaise, the end, Vatzas Hashem Yisokum, then that's what will be in Abis Marshovis Belevish Vatzas Hashem Yisokum. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, La'asa the mizbi lamokim shenigza olav lomos boy mishome mizbakish little, wherever the gzair is, there is mizbakish little nishmos. So that's, he has to get there in order that the gzair should be in his kayim. Taman vila yose l'shom raglov melichis oise. So his raglayim amoylich oise shom. Trei kashoy al shem shoy yofim kor lo hochi alichoy rev achayo. The kaboy minoi elu mizbakshim eni lemaila shegiz manam lomus loyo yochel litol nishmos. He was unable to get in the shama ki mishanik zaleim lomus ki bishalus. How did he get them to shalus? Masrinu shloime lesirim lesheidim shua yemelech aleim kedosi vayeshev shloime al kisei Hashem lemelech shemolech al oyoinim al atachtoinim. So they brought him to the city of Luz. They pay up what they have to guarantee you. They And they bring him to the place where he's needed there, with Mizbakishon. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tanya amro Allah v'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, k'sha yasameach simchas beis ha-she'evo, v'yenoitel shmoina avuki shal oyer, 8 torches, v'zoyrik achas, v'noitel achas, v'noiges u'bazu, and one didn't touch the other. He juggled them. V'shehu mishtachve, and when he used to bow down in the Beis HaMikdash, Noyech Shnei Gudlov Ba'oretz, he put his two thumbs on the ground, V'shoyche V'noyshek Esaritzpo V'zoyke. That means you can't put too much pressure on your thumbs, because then the thumbs couldn't support him. So it seems that was the Meirdike Kuntz over here, but he rested on his thumbs. He kissed the ground with his lips, v'zoykev, and he lifted up the rest of his body, not with the thumbs, the pressure was not on the thumbs, that was on the masnayim, that was the gewaldike kunz, and that he was able to do this. V'ein kol ber yechol lasis kein, v'zu hi kido. And this is kido, this is a type of ishtachavoye, ishtachva apayim, that only the face is in a matzav of ishtachavoye. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shnei gudlov shel shtei yodo, v'nishna aleihem, and he rested them at sheshoicha till he bent down, v'noishik es haritzpo, v'kayim ha-shnei mekirot sabodecha sabonehom, v'zu kida amura b'ksuvim, d'oma ma'kida al apayim. This is kida is on his face, ein lo yishtateach lagi el oretz gufoi, el aponov bilvat. Only his face reaches the earth, Misha Yedeya Vyocha Lasis Kane Ubedai Risham Gamlila Yoya Echad Meimde Azor Yocha Lasis Kane. Who's the only one who's able to do it? The Gemara says further, Levi Achvi Kide Kami de Rebbe. Levi showed Rebbe how one makes Kide Vitla, and then it seems that he became because of this happened. Because of this, Lamaise, he wrenched either his thigh or one of his devorim, but he was unable to walk properly. Itla nasa chige. Lefishek shezoikev gufei me'elov, he has to lift up his body by himself. Eini nishan al yodo v'chazoke litchev gufei l'maylo. It means the koyach of lifting up his guf had to be from his masnayim, nimse kol oynesi kifosi al mosnov, and he became a chige because of this. And this occurred because he wanted to show Rebbe how one makes kide. So the Gemara asks, "V'ha gomalei?" The reason is because he did this. V'amar Rabbi Loza leilam ayitich adam dvorim klapei ma'ilo. A person should not speak out kineged the Rabbi Nishleilam, even though he means to tell us klal Yisrael. Shrei adam godol ayitich dvorim klapei ma'ilo ve'itla moni levi. So it seems that it happened because he said something that he shouldn't have said. So my answer is, Hava ha gomalei. That both of these, that means this was a matzav of sakone, and when a person is a matzav of sakone, then he's olu to be nenash. So that is why the combination of doing this and doing such a pa'ula, which is very dangerous, and saying what he shouldn't have said, this brought about that he became a chige. He was limping. Yotiach Yizroik Loshen Kim Tachavei Keshes, Yotiach Dvorim, V'Meseches Tainis, he says, Aliso V'Yeshavto Locho Bamorim, Yotainis D'Rabayin Shlom, Yoyoshe Bamorim, V'Yato Mashgiach Albonecho, you don't care about your children. Moses Hova Gomalei, Nenesh Bechatas Dvorim, V'Nenash B'Shas Ama'ure. When this happened, Kimrini Meseche Shabbos, Nofal Ture Chadad L'Sakine. The Mor says that when the Sheir falls, then the Shachtim should start sharpening the Sakin. That means Kozman is walking around, it's not an opportune time to Shachtim, he'll start running away. But if he fell already, now's the time to Shachtim. So the same thing, and he's in a matzav of Sakonim, that's a time when a person is olol to be nenash. Levi have a metayel kame de Rebbe. It seems metayel or metala means he was also juggling. Bitmane sakine, with 8 knives, he caught each knife between his fingers, which is pretty dangerous. Shmuel kame shava malke, Shmuel did the same thing in front of shava malke, bitmanye mizgi chamra, this was with 8 cases of wine, these are crystal goblets, they were full of wine, and Rashi says not a drop of wine fell out, and not one case broke. Abaye kami de rabbe betmanye bei with 8 eggs he was juggling. It seems they were raw eggs. That was the kunzmistama. Vamri la barbo bei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kami de rabbi vebeisa shahoya nasi. Rabbi was the nasi. O mechabdin oisai lisamchoi. They were mechabed levi to be misameichem. Now, what was the inyan to be Mesameach Rebbe? This wasn't the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, it was after the Mesameach Chorban HaBayis. Shaho Yadoyik Tomid Betzoras Yisrael. That Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a Doyik Tomid about the Tzoras of Klal. He was the Doyik of the Tzoras of Klal Yisrael. Ubecholya, and he also was ill. Kedemrini ben Adorim, Yoima the Mochich by Rebbe Osi Peronis Laume. The day that Rebbe left, a Peronius came. Now, I don't understand Rashi over here. We have the beginning of Rashi that they were Mechabed Levi to be Misameach Rabbeinu HaKodesh. What was the Inyan? Shohoye Doyik Tomit. It was a doyik, and it seems it's not so good to be a doyik. He had a lot on his head, so there's a need to be misameichem. And then all of a sudden, Rashi brings to the marine ben Adorim, Yoime de Mochich by Rebbe, Osi Peroni Islaume. It seems that Rebbe, when Rebbe left, Peronius came. That means that what Rebbe was suffering, that was Megan on the doyik. So Memele, and once Rebbe left, I think the Gemara says there, Mais, I think it was with Bar Kapore, that Fakerti didn't invite, I think it was Bar Kapore, he didn't invite him to the chasna they made because he knew Bar Kapore was a very comical person and he would make him laugh and he didn't want him to come to the chasna because it'll make him laugh. And Bekitzer Bar Kapore did come and he did make him laugh. Again, some ice. And the Gemara says over here, Yoimid the Mochich by Rebbe Yossi Paranus Alme. So it's very unclear that, so, Kedamrinan, so what's the Kedamrinan? The only way I can understand Rashi, I don't know if this is Demis of Pshat, could be there's Simche and there's Schoik, Ozi Mole Schoik Pinu. That means there were 3 dargis. There was a matzah that Rabbi was doyig. Tomid b'toras yisrael. It seems that doyig was not the ideal matzah. So memele, so there was an inyan of simcha. They were mechabed levi. Now, if you want to be mesameach someone, so why do you have to do such, I mean, this was meir b'kazachin over here. He juggled 8 knives. If you want to be mesameich someone, so lechayre, you can do it in a different way. You'll tell them a few jokes, and thus you have to do such a thing. So it could be that the tachlis was, I mean, that could be that's what Rashi is saying. You couldn't be mesameich him stamazoi. Because if you'll do something that'll make him laugh, so that'll bring a peroni islam. So this can't be an eitzit. So Kolchoch, so he had to do something in between. So that's why they were mechabed Levi to do this. Shavu Malke Melech Poratoya. Mozgi Chamro Koises Sechuches Meleim Yayin. Ve'ein Hayayin Nishpach.